This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A 13-year-old boy is recovering today at Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary in Boston following a medical milestone. It's surgery that used gene therapy to treat a rare form of inherited blindness. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has his story.
When Jack Hogan was 2, his parents noticed that he would walk into walls at night. Twice he even fell downstairs, says his mother, Jeanette Hogan. She would tell him to pick up his toys.
And he wouldn't pick them up. I'd be like, it's right there, and he wouldn't see it.
Jack Hogan was ultimately diagnosed with a form of vision impairment that comes from lacking a gene that's key to how the retina at the back of the eye senses light. It gave him night blindness and no peripheral vision. Now, he's undergone surgery to try to improve his vision by fixing his genes. The procedure is an important medical first and not just for blindness, says his Mass Eye and Ear surgeon, Dr. Jason Commander.
This is the first time that an FDA-approved gene therapy was given to a patient for any inherited disease.
The gene therapy, called Luxturna, has been tried on more than 24 patients in clinical trials, Commander says, and it improved most patients' vision either a little or a lot. But Jack's surgery, after the FDA's approval last December, marks Luxturna's entry into the medical mainstream, including insurance coverage for its very hefty price tag, $425,000 for the eye that was operated on yesterday, and just as much for the second eye, which is scheduled for next week. Gene therapy works by packaging the needed genetic correction with a harmless virus that can deliver it into the patient's cells.
The surgery had a very simple goal, which was to take 3 drops of liquid with this virus in it and put it underneath Jack's retina.
The surgery itself was plenty complex, and it involved removing some gel and membranes in the eye.
And then through a tiny little cannula, the tip of which is the size of a human hair, we inject these 3 drops of liquid underneath the retina. And inside that drop of liquid are many billions of copies of this virus. And the job of the virus, it's very good at injecting DNA into cells.
Jack Hogan, normally active and athletic, had to lie on his back for 6 hours after the surgery yesterday. But by this morning, he was up to speaking with reporters.
Hi, my name is Jack Hogan, and I'm 13 years old, and I live in Fairhaven, New Jersey. I like to play sports, basketball. Well, I can't play baseball.
It's expected to take up to a month to see what effects the surgery has on his vision. Jack Hogan says he can't see a difference yet, but he has high hopes.
Well, I hope it will increase my daylight, it's like I could see at night for longer, peripheral vision, so I could play basketball, I could see a whole court.
An estimated 1 to 2,000 Americans have the type of genetic blindness that Luxturna treats. Commander says he has several patients who are good candidates.
It's every eye doctor's dream to take someone who has bad vision and give them a chance of getting better.
But the significance of the operation is even broader, he says. The advent of a successful FDA-approved gene therapy for patients like Jack has boosted gene therapy in general, a field that crashed in 1999 after a young patient in a clinical trial died. Commander says it's been revived by the many researchers who devoted their work to getting it right, and now it holds promise for treating many diseases. The high costs of gene therapy treatments like Luxturna remain a major concern. And for Jack Hogan, there's one other small downside. His mother says that better vision will mean that he should be able to do more household chores. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.